好，感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
刚才唱的几首歌非常好。
The songs we just sing was really great.
最后一首歌我尤其喜欢。
I really like the last song we sung.
其中说了一句话。
And it says that.
他说是lost in his love, 就失去在他的爱里。
Lost in his love.
我就觉得我如果是不知道做什么，就是但是在他爱里那是最好的了。
Although I don't know what to do, if I just lost in his love, that's the best thing.
就像小孩子一样，你迷了路，什么都不知道，但是 lost in his love, 就是在他的爱里迷失了，那是非常美妙的一件事情。
It's just such a great blessing that if we can just lost in his love.
我今天要讲的是以弗所书第五章。
Today we are going to talk about Ephesians chapter 5.
从第一节讲到第二十节。
From verse 1 to 20.
这个我讲到了没有把所有的字都写出来。
I don't really show everything I talk about in the slides.
但是我有一个很好的翻译者。
Thank you.
所以说对他那个字是很挑战的。
Such a challenge for me. I will try my best.
今天我要讲的就是出黑暗入光明。
Today we are going to talk about out of the darkness into the light.
以弗所书第五章就一到二十节真的是讲原来是怎么样，现在是怎么样。
In the Ephesians chapter 5.It talked about what happened before and what we should do later.
原来是卑劣之子，是黑暗之子，现在是光明之子。
Before the light, we were the son of the darkness. We were in the darkness. But after, into the light, we are the son of light.
好，我做个祷告。
We'll pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，我们把以下的时间都恭敬仰望在你的手上。是吧，真的是你高孩子的口，你也恩高经历，让他真的是我们两个配合得非常好。主，真的是求你来保守，让我们的话上面说的话能够打动每一个听众的心。我们真的是这样仰望你，让我们真的是听完这个道，我们又和原来不一样，我们更 和你更加亲密。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们
阿们。
好，来一节一节的讲啊。
Let's just read.
好。
First,
那么第五章第一节这样讲了，所以你们当效，该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
The first verse said, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children."
上个星期史蒂夫讲了第四章。
Steve talked about the chapter 4 last week.
所以说我们信了主，我们从原来不是主，现在变成主的儿女以后，我们该怎么办？
What we should do after we became children of God.
我在讲这一节的时候，我就想到罗马书第12章1到2节。
When I'm thinking about this verse, I looked up Romans Chapter 12, verse 1.
他就说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
说不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
所以说这里面也讲了效法。
We talked about conform. Sorry, that's not conform. Transform.
所以保罗也说过，他说你们效法我，好像我效法基督一样。
Paul also said, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
我觉得保罗他说话很大胆的。
Paul is always
bold, brave.
Okay, brave. Okay.
他敢叫人家效法他自己。
He's very bold, and he asks people to put him as an example.
我觉得弟兄姊妹们，你们也应该这样来说。
And I think brothers and sisters, you guys should be like this too.
你如果做了好事情，你就说你们要效法我。
If you do something good, you should say, just follow me.
然后呢，再说下面一句，就让我效法基督一样。
And say it after that, as I follow the example of Christ.
好，所以说真的是我们要效法基督。
We should follow the Christ.
耶稣基督他自己也这样讲。
And Jesus also said,
你们有没有？你有这一张啊？好，你们的光当也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, it said, In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
所以说你做了好事情，就把荣耀归给我们天上的父神。
If we do good deeds, we should glorify our God in heaven.
中文也有这个说法，说有其父就有其子。
And just like in Chinese, we say like father, like son.
所以说你要像你的天父一样。
We should just do good like our father does.
好，第二节，因为他们，哦。他跳了啊，对不起啊，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Verse 2 says, And live a life of love, just as Christ loved us, and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.
耶稣把他自己献上来了。
Jesus sacrificed.
他什么时候献上来的呢？
When did he do?
还是我们当 还当我们是罪人的时候。
When we were still sinners.
所以说他的爱就这样 给我们显明了。
And his love just showed us in this way.
所以说他的这个献祭的好像一个清香的祭物一样。
He offered his sacrifice just like a fragrant offering.
我查考了一下圣经。
I looked up the Bible.
所以这个讲到清香的祭物的时候，是在创世纪里面。
When it first talked about the fragrant offering was in Genesis.
挪亚就献了祭。
Noah offered the fragrant offering.
所以说呢，天父就闻到了。
And God smelled it.
啊，他说我从此在不再因人的缘故诅咒地了。
The Lord smelled it, smelled and a pleasing aroma, and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans."
所以说我们要把自己献上，好像一个清香的祭一样。
We should do as a living sacrifice, just as a fragrant offering.
启示录也记载了这样的话。
In Revelation,
他就记载了，就讲了这样的话。
In Revelation, he said,
他说啊，就是也讲到那个香炉啊，在天上有香炉。
It talked about the
有没有发香炉
？The living creatures.
金香的金炉。
可能在中文没有。
哦，没有啊。
Holding the golden bowl full of incense.
其实这个香炉就是我们的祷告，我们的行为。
And the golden bowls full of incense is our good behaviors.
在旧
prayers
在旧约时代献祭的时候是要献洁净的动物。
In the Old Testament, when we do the offering, we have to offer the clean animals.
所以说我们自己把自己献上的时候，我们要把自己洁净献给神。
When we offer ourselves, we have to cleanse ourselves.
好，我们在下面再讲下面一节，第五章第三节。至于淫乱，比一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方和圣徒的体统。
In verse 3, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because there are improper for God's holy people.
好，他就讲到了三点啊，一个就是淫乱，一个是污秽，一个是贪婪。
And they talked about three things here, sexual immorality, impure and greed.
这个淫乱呢，当哥林多前书六章十八节就说，你们要逃避淫行。
In the First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, it said, flee from sexual immorality.
大家都知道淫乱是什么了哈，然后污秽呢，就是一些脏的东西了。
And what is impure? It is all the filthy things.
然后呢，贪婪就是贪念其他的东西。
And greed is, we just being greedy.
我们知道我们有神给我们立了十诫。
We all know the ten of commandments.
所以说我们贪婪是不要贪婪是第几诫啊？
Oh, what's the greed?
就是在十诫里面排列，大家应该知道吧
？What is the grade listed in the ten?
啊，那是 order。啊，哎呀，第十诫，sorry。
Number ten, the last of ten.
所以说这个十诫里面，他就讲了第十诫，他就讲了哈，不可贪念人的房屋，也不可贪念人的妻子，等等等等等等。
In the tenth of the commandment, it talked about you shall not covet your neighbor's house and not covet your neighbor's wife.
好，提摩太前书六章十节讲到贪财是万恶之源，之根。
In First Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, it talked about for the love of money is root of all kinds of evil.
所以说贪念啊，我说所有的罪行都是从贪心开始的。
All the things start from being greedy.
啊，你看到别人有了，你也想有。
When you look at others and when they have, you want to have too.
然后你如果你没有办法有的时候，你就想方设法去有。
And when you are not able to have, and you're just thinking, other ways to obtain those things.
别人有钱，我没钱。
When people have money, but I don't have.
那怎么办呢？
What should I do?
那我就抢银行吧。
Or just rob the bank.
哎，我们可能都没，我们这里面没有一个人抢过银行的。
None of us sitting here are robbers.
但说不定想过。
But maybe we thought about that.
对啊，他是从想开始的。
It's all from the thinking.
所以说贪念呢，你如果把贪念止住了，在这里面止住了，那行为就做得好了。
When we stop the think of to think about greed in our head, and we probably will stop it in our behavior.
好，好，我就讲个两个例子，就是这个贪念和淫乱的两个例子。
We will give two examples for being greed.
我们都知道旧约有一个人叫巴兰呐。
We know in the Old Testament there's a person called Balaam.
巴兰呢？就是这个摩亚的一个王啊，就叫他去诅咒这个以色列人。
The elders of Moab and the Midian, it's the king of
Moab.
Okay, and Balaam to curse Israel.
因为以色列人从埃及出来就到了这个他们的地方了，那这是人很多，可能就是上百万人。
After Israelites
go to the Canaan,
and there are millions of people.
所以说呢，他们就想诅咒以色列人，让以色列人灭亡。
And they want to curse Israel to in order to just destroy Israel.
然后呢，巴兰呢就去了。
And Balaam went to.
巴兰其实很想诅咒以色列人的。
And he really want to curse
Israel. 但他每次说话的时候呢。
And every time when he talked.
然后呢，他就讲出祝福的话。
And he start to say blessings.
一共四次。
And four times.
哇，你如果仔细去读这个。 读这些经文啊，就是应该是民数记啊，你读这些经文的话
if you look at the book of Numbers,
啊，你就可以读这个巴兰的故事。
You will see the story of Balaam.
你字里行间他没有用这个贪婪这两个字。
It didn't say greed.
但是你可以读出他贪婪的意思。
But you can literally get the meaning of the being greedy.
他说他不要钱。
He said he doesn't want money.
但是你可以读出来他很想要钱。
But you can see that he really want the money.
所以说他可能没有得到多少钱。
Although he didn't get a lot of money.
然后呢，犹太人呢就到了一个叫比尔的一个地方。
And later on, the Jewish people got to the place called
Beer. I will see.
Beer.
Oh,
Beer.
Four. Sorry.
Okay. Four.
好，他呢就开始就叫这个以色列人呢和这个那儿的妇女来发生淫乱。
And Balaam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Balaam asked the women, the ladies, to do the sexual immorality with the local people.
就是他们去去拜一个当地的这个邪神，然后呢，在拜神的时候和当地的妇女有淫乱。
They were the ones followed Balaam's advice and enticed the Israelites to be unfaithful.
因为这件事情呢，以色列人就受到了耶和华的惩罚，就有了瘟疫发生。
And so that the plague struck the Lord's people.
好，后来这个巴兰呢也被以色列杀掉了。
And until the end, they killed Balaam.
你可以回下去慢慢去读这一段经文这个故事啊，你可以贪婪是实在是不好的。
And we can all read the story from Numbers after the sermon, and we can see that being greedy is really not good.
好，我再下一个呢就讲一个就是淫乱。
And next I'm going to talk about sexual immorality.
这个例子呢就是我们都知道这有一个邪教就叫摩门教。
And we know there's a cult Mormon.
希望我们这里面不要有摩门教徒啊，说我在，我说的是坏话啊。
I hope there's no Mormon sitting here.
那么摩门教这个教主叫约瑟夫·史密斯。
The founder of Mormon is called Joseph Smith.
他说他得到了上帝的启示。
He said he got God's will.
然后呢，他又得到了摩门经。
And he got the Mormon, the Book of Mormon.
然后呢，他又开始娶很多的太太。
And he started to marry a lot of wives.
据说他可能就在册的快有四十个，不在册的有五十个。
There's almost a 40 wives that we knew, but maybe almost to 50 that not really all listed out.
可能他开始就是娶几个太太还无所谓，然后他就把这个摩门教这个教义一建立起来的时候，他就理所当然的娶太太了，娶妻子了。
After he founded Mormon, and he started to marry a lot of wives.
他自己这样讲的。
And he said,
地狱所有的魔鬼都不能阻止我。
All the devils from hell cannot stop me to do sexual immorality.
所以说呢，他后来呢，三十八岁呢，他就被暴民打死了。
He was killed by mob when he was 30 years old.
好，摩门教呢，在该1890年呢，就放弃了多妻制。
Plural marriage was abandoned by Mormons in 1890.
但是它里面还有很多这个支派啊，它还是特别在犹他州，它还是多妻制。
But there are still Mormons still keep plural marriage nowadays.
我觉得你要看一个这个教啊是好还是不好的话。
When we look at the religion is good or bad.
就从耶稣的话来看。
We need to read what Jesus said.
耶稣说过一句话，他说好树不结坏果子。
Jesus said, there's a good trees doesn't, there's no bad fruit will come out from the good trees.
Yeah, 坏树不结好果子。
And there's no good fruit come out from the bad trees.
所以说你就可以从一个果子看一个树。
And we can see the fruit, we can see the trees from the fruit.
也可以从一个他的教义看他一个看他的宗教。
And we can see what the religion is good or bad from their book.
好，哥林多前书六章十八节这样讲的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 18.
你们要逃避淫心，人所犯的无论什么罪都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身体。
Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body.
所以说这个经文里面它就讲到这三个淫心，还有贪婪，还有什么的，就是千万叫你不要犯这方面的话，犯这方面的罪。
The three things here, sexual immorality, impure and greedy, in this verse we're talking about, don't do all these.
好，五章四节。
And in verse 4.
淫词妄语戏笑的话都不宜说，总要说感谢的话。
Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
呀，我估计我也不说这个，没跳啊，我看跳了，啊，不会说淫乱的话或者妄语或戏笑，我自己可能不会说吧。
We don't say these words.
所以你从来没有听见我说过。
And you never heard John said that before.
但是可能我心里要想。
Maybe sometimes he thinks about it.
有时候你说那个脏话，你觉得。很爽。
Well, sometimes when you curse, maybe you feel like
哇，一口气说出来，那太爽爆了。
At that moment, you feel like
我虽然没说过
，although I have never said，
但我心里想过
，but I
觉得很爽，但我知道那是有罪啊，但是又是觉得爽。
It is sinful, but at the same time, when I thought about these words, I feel like it's such a release from that moment.
爽的并不是好的。
It doesn't mean it's good.
神说的。这些都不是好的。
God says it, all these are really not good expression.
我觉得啊，这他自己他讲了三个啊，刚才讲了淫乱、污秽、贪婪，这个淫词妄语、戏笑，可能都是就从这三个里面表现出来的。
And all these other expressions of sexual immorality, impure, and being greedy.
哎，为什么不要说呢
？And why we don't say it？
因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是误会的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。
Four of these you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater.Has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God?
所以说和耶稣和神的国是无份的。
And it means that if we do this, we will be inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
好，他还讲了这又讲了一句，他说有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
It said has Such man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
好，好，是一样的啊。好，马太福音呢就讲到一个经文。
In Matthew chapter 6.
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是误这个就是爱那个，不是亲这个就是，不是重这个就轻那个，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
我觉得啊，淫乱的、污秽的、贪心的，就把这些东西啊 看作神了。
When you are doing immoral, impure, and being greedy, and you are treating them as God.
你如果是淫乱的、污秽的、贪心的，就没有什么心思想主的事情了。
How can an immoral, impure, and greedy person have enough room in their heart thinking about lost words?
翻得真好啊！就是说你想多了，里面就没有路，没有空间想神的事情了，真的是这样。好，哎，我看看啊，我要对不起啊，好。所以说呢，第六节就这样讲。
In verse six，
他说不要被人虚浮的话欺骗，因为这些是神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Let no one deceive you from empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient.
他说这些这个虚浮的话，就说哎呀，这些事情都没有什么关系，说说脏话，说一说淫乱的话，说一说这些话都没有什么关系。不，神说的不行的，不要这样说。这个好像我们经常也听，哎呀，说说坏话也不要，小错不伤大雅，不行的啊。
When people tell you that it doesn't really matter, it's just a small thing, don't care about that, that's not the truth, because God is not pleasing by what we do, what we say.
传道书这样讲的啊，十二章十四节。
In Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, it says.
他说因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
那么这所有的事都包括你做的和你想的，都要那神都要考量的，都要审查的。
And God will judge what we said and what we do.
好，我再下一个啊。那么刚才讲的悖逆啊，他说这些人是悖逆之子。
We talked about these people are disobedient.
这个贪婪的、误会的，这个是贪心的啊，不，淫乱的、贪心的啊，这个是，还有一个什么误会的啊，这都是悖逆之子。
And people who are immoral, impure, and greedy, they are disobedient.
悖逆就是说，神叫你做这样，你去做那样。
It means when God asks you to do one thing, but you do another.
神叫你走这左边，你去走右边。
God asks you to take a left turn, but you did a right turn.
所以说，撒母耳记上记载了这样一句话：说悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相等。
In First Samuel chapter 15, it said, For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry.
所以说，悖逆的罪是很严重的。
And being disobedient is bad.
所以说，下面又继续说了，所以你们不要和他们同伙。
Therefore, do not be partners with them.
要分别为圣。
We should be sanctified through separation.
啊，这个以色神拣选了以色列人。
God chose Israel people.
神这样对以色列人说的。
And he said,
他说我是把你们从埃及地引出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁。因为我是圣洁的。
He said, I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, be holy, because I am holy.
所以说我们是被神呼召出来的子民。
We are called by God.
所以说我们要和旁边的和社会上的人不一样。
We should do differently than the worldly people.
所以说我们是要圣洁，要分别为圣。
We should be holy and sanctified through separation from them.
所以说不要和他们同伙。
Do not be partners with them.
好，现在保罗讲的原来是什么样的？
And Paul just talked about what is being like before the light.
他说从前你们是和 昧暗的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
啊，他就讲到光明之子了。
He talked about the children of light.
光明之子和悖谤之子是相对的。
And children of light is corresponding to disobedient.
我们原来是在黑暗里面，原来我们犯罪的时候，我们不知道是在犯罪。
When we were in the darkness, we didn't know we are sinning.
说不定我们那个时候犯罪还觉得很舒服啊。
And what we are doing the sin, we thought, oh, probably is good.
好，但是现在不一样了。
But now it's different.
他说。五章九节就说，光明所结的果子就是良善、公义、诚实。
The next verse said, "For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth."
哎，所以说就是良善啊，对人好啊。
Being kind to others.
正义啊，对人公正。
Righteousness to be fair with to others.
诚实的对人。
And being honest to other people.
诚实对自己。
And being honest to ourselves.
这个才是光明的果子。
This is the fruit of light.
然后呢，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
And find out what pleases the Lord.
哎，就是你天天白天晚上你都要想，哎呀，怎样讨神的喜欢。
And day and night we are thinking about what can we do to please God.
你天天要想天上的事。
We talk about things above.
接下来是也要想，但少想一点啊。
Think less about the worldly.
啊，我最喜欢一个叫《你是我意象》。
And
那首歌。
I really like the song of.
哎呀，我不知道这个。
To below my vision.
我们中间有一句话这样讲的。
There's a lyric said.
他说：“主是我昼夜最美思想，清醒或睡眠，我主都同在。”
Though my best thought in the day and the night, waking or sleeping, though presence my light.
哎呀，这个歌怎么唱的？提摩太，唱一句，把中间这一句唱出来。Do not waking or sleeping, thou presence my heart. Oh, something like that. 哥，对不起啊，你唱一唱来。要从头唱我可以，这从中间唱出来还是有点困难的。谢谢。
It's a little bit hard to sing from the middle of the song.
哎呀，你看他说，你这个主是我思想啊，主我周游，天天都想着主是我最想最喜欢的。
Though my best thought in the day and night.
你睡着的时候，打呼的时候。
When you're waking and snoring.
当你然后你醒过来的时候
，And when you're awake，
你都想到主和你同在。
You always think about the Lord is with us。
这才是光明之子所追求的啊，所应该做的。
This is what we are seeking as children of light。
好，所以说他说第十一节说那暗昧无义的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
In verse 11 it says, has nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them.
对啊，就是说，不是你做好了啊，你就不管别人，其实人家做的不好，你还是要给人家指出来的。
It doesn't mean when you are doing good and you don't care about others, actually we should.We should care about others and what they do as well.
好，我们下一个。他说，因为他们行暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
呀，做了坏事肯定是不光彩的。
It is shameful when we are doing things in secret.
你看那些人杀了人的哈。
When we see the murders.
他都把那个尸体都藏起来了。
They hide the bodies.
警察都找不到的。
And the police officers couldn't find.
没有一个人杀了人。
No one killed other people.
他就走到街上就说：“哎呀，我杀了人，你们来看啊。
”And they will just claim that they are the murderers.
他们不敢提的。
They dare not to do that.
因为提起来是可耻的。
Because it's shameful to mention about it.
我们作为基督徒呢
？As Christian.
其实我们都不要想。
We shouldn't think about.
其实我们基督徒很多时候行为是很好的。
As Christians, well, we try to do the good in the good behaviors.
但是这个里面想的东西不一定都是好的。
But what we're thinking doesn't mean it's always good.
我承认我有很多不好的。
I admit that I sometimes think about.
如果我把不好的东西放在这个电视屏幕前让大家看。
If I just show all the bad thoughts I have in the screen.
我要钻那里地下去。
He would just flee away.
可能每个人都是这样的啊。
Everyone's.
因为在主面前我们都是罪人。
We are sinners in front of God.
所以说我们要止住这个罪行的话，就要从罪恶的思想里面开始。
If we want to stop our sinful behavior, we have to stop our sinful thoughts.
好，我们来看一个啊。凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是那光。
But everything exposed by the light becomes visible.
就神呐、啊，是个神是光啊，神就把那个黑暗的东西都照出来了。
God is the light, and He shows everything in the darkness.
原来不觉得是黑暗的，原来不觉得是坏的，现在是经过神的光一照，就知道，哎呀，那是不对的。
Before the light, we didn't know it's sin, it's dark. But after God's light, we would see that it's sinful behavior.
所以主说，你这睡的人当醒过来，从死里复活，神就要光照你了。
For it is light that makes everything visible. That is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you."
我觉得这个是保罗来提醒基督徒的。
This is alert from Paul.
快醒过来。
Be awake.
从死里复活过来。
Rise from the dead.
神的光要照耀在你的身上。
Christ will shine on you.
哎，两个星期以前我们有一个，应该是香港来的傅牧师。
Two weeks ago there was a pastor Fu from Hong Kong.
啊，他是傅牧师。姓傅啊
，Yeah, Pastor Fu。
但我跟他开玩笑，其实你还是郑牧师。说。他就说了，他用一句话，他说：“现在的基督徒不是犯罪，现在的基督徒是在沉睡。
”He said.He talked about the Christians nowadays is not.It's not sinning, but they are sleeping.
啊，所以说，真的就是我们沉睡，不知道周围在发生什么事情了。
We don't know what happened around us when we are asleep.
然后神就给你，神就叫你哎醒过来。
And God wakes you up.
神就用闹钟把你闹醒。
And He alarmed you.
然后呢，就在光照你。
And the light shine on you.
啊，我这个想到以后啊，想到有些学生他就是睡不醒的。
Make me think about some students. They just can sleep a lot.
有个学生他有要醒，要三个闹钟闹他。
They need three alarms to wake
them. 比如说七点钟他要醒吧。
If they need to get up at seven.
六点钟闹一次。
And they set an alarm at
6:30.
6:30.
6:45闹一次。
6:45.
他一个都听不见。
And he cannot hear neither of them.
所以说我们真的是，神就说哎。快醒啊
！God wakes up, be awake.
所以说还叫你说从死里复活啊，这个醒过来好像从死里复活一样。
And wake up, just like rise from the dead.
这个说话说的比较重啊，所以说要警醒。
We need to be alert.
哎，神耶稣来再来的时候，他像神一样啊。
When Jesus comes back, he's God.
他像他来的时候像什么人一样啊？就是像以什么方式来啊？
When Jesus come back, how will he come back?
Like what?
Like what?
Like a thief. 啊，像贼一样啊。
Like thief.
Yeah. 贼偷东西的时候你是不知不觉的啊。
And you don't know when a thief comes to your house.
你睡得正香的时候。
When you're asleep.
他就来了。
And he came.
所以说耶稣说你要警醒啊。
And that's why Jesus said be alert.
好。所以说呢我们现在是这个是我们是光明之子啊。
We are the light of the, we are the children of light.
以赛亚书六章六十章一节说，兴起发光，你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
In Isaiah chapter 60, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you."
是神要来照你。
And God's light is going to shine upon you.
神照了你，你做出来的行为就像光明之子一样。
When God's light shines upon you, what you do is like what you're doing is like children of light.
彼得前书二章九节这样讲的。
The First Peter chapter 2:9.
他是这样说的，他说唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
But you are chosen people.
是君尊的祭司
，a royal priesthood。
我们每个人都是祭司哦。然后是圣洁的国度
，a holy nation。
是属神的子民
，God's special possession。
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德
，that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light。
原来我们是在黑暗中沉睡啊。
We were sleeping in the darkness.
现在神叫我们起来。
And God arises us.
要宣扬那出黑暗入光明者的美德。
You may declare the praises of him who called you out.
神在叫你，神在呼召你。
And God is calling you.
神在叫我，神在呼召我。
God is calling us.
好，光明之子应该做什么呢？ And what, 我们现在是光明之子了啊。
And what shall we do as light of children of light?
所以说，下面的几段经文就讲光明之子所该做的。
And the next several verses are talking about what should we do.
我就把它读一下，可能就可以了。它是十五节说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
愚昧人说什么呢？愚昧人说没有神。
Unwise said, "There's no God."
这个是愚昧人最愚昧的地方。
That's why they are unwise.
但是愚昧人快死的时候，他还是要想他的去处是在什么地方。
But when the unwise people are facing death, they are thinking about where shall we go after the death.
其实耶稣啊，在这个圣经里面也讲到他是智慧。
Jesus talked about in the Bible. He is wise.
He is wisdom.
He is a wisdom.
我觉得应该是箴言第八章，就是讲到智慧，就讲到他，就讲到耶稣。
In Proverb.
Proverb, yeah.
Chapter 8.
回家去读一读啊。
We can read about it after the sermon.
就是你要有智慧啊！我们智慧是从哪里来的？智慧是从神那里来的。
The wisdom is from God.
好，第二个呢，要爱惜光阴，因为现代的世代邪恶。
Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
我们会说，哎呀，现在的世界越来越邪恶了。
We always say the days are become evil.
像我们特别是从中国大陆来的，可能觉得现在的日子，现在的世界很邪恶。
Especially people from mainland China, we think about the world is pretty evil.
如果你回中国的话
，If we go back to China,
你看那个出租司机都挂了一个毛主席的像。
The taxi drivers hang the Chairman Mao's picture in their car, in their taxi cab.
他很怀念那个过去的时代啊。
They really memorize the old days.
但是在那个时代的人呢？
But the people in the old times,
也不喜欢那个时代。
They don't really like that time.
我在那个时代生活过。
John has lived through that time.
但是你比较一下呢
？But by comparing,
这个是更坏。
Now is the worst.
这个是次坏。
This one is less worse.
所以说呢，你就现在就现在是更坏了。
Now it's even worse.
所以说你要赶快啊，你要赶快爱惜光阴，抓紧时间为神做工啊。
Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
好，第三个呢？第五章十七节说，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
And verse 17 talked about, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
那怎么样去明白神的旨意呢？
How can we understand God's will?
我刚才引用一段经文，就是罗马书十二章一到二节。
In the early sermon, we were talking about Mormons chapter 12, verse 1.
所以说你要真的是要把自己献上。
We need to offer ourselves to God.
你要想天上的事。
We're thinking about things above.
你要查验神的旨意。
We need to understand God's will.
好。然后呢，还有一个就说，不要醉酒，酒使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery.Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
啊，酒就是你喝了，你就不知道不知所措了啊。
When we get drunk, we don't know what we are doing.
哎，我承认啊，我喜欢喝，比较喜欢喝啤酒。
John likes to drink beer.
啊，你运动过后那个热了以后啊，喝啤酒真的是感觉很爽的。
After you did exercise and drink a cold beer, it feels cool.
看世界杯的时候，我喝啤酒。
When John watched the World Cup, he drinks beer.
我觉得很舒服。
It feels good.
我个人认为不要喝醉啊。
Don't get drunk though.
这个里面讲了，不要醉酒，是要被圣灵充满。
Don't get drunk on wine, but filled with Spirit.
你可以醉在。醉在圣灵里面。
Yeah, we should get drunk in the Spirit.
啊，你就是你这个你可以饮啊，圣经用个词饮醉里，就喝这个圣灵啊。
We should drink the Spirit.
啊，所以说你可以醉在圣灵里面醉。
We should be drunk in the Spirit.
所以说你就觉得你很高兴。
So that we will be.Be the joyful.
然后有一天，我一次就是在这星期五晚上。
One Friday night.
哎，有个学生说你是不是喝醉了
？A student asked me, "Are you drunk?"
我不知道他为什么要说我喝醉了。
And I don't understand why he asked me if I'm drunk.
他说你这么高兴啊
！It looks really happy.Joyful.
我说我醉在圣灵里面了。
And I told him that I am drunk in the Spirit.
因为你很兴奋嘛，他就说你是醉了。
He thinks John was just looking really joyful and happy.
可能很多人就觉得喝了酒以后才能高兴的。
So many people thought about people are happy after they get drunk.
好，那么另一个就是说，当用诗章。颂词灵歌彼此对说口唱心和的赞美主。
Next verse, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
所以说你要经常说神的话语。
We need to talk about what God says.
然后呢，要赞美神。
We need to praise Him.
要灵歌彼此对唱
We need to sing to one another
所以说要彼此对唱
sing to one another
现在你对我唱一句好不好好他就算了好等一下你们回去自己对彼此对唱一下啊，看看是怎么样的啊。好所以说口唱心和赞美主
speak to one another with psalmsand sing with music in your heart to the Lord.
好，下一个。所以说呢，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以说我们做事啊，都是要奉耶稣基督的名。
We should do things in Jesus Christ's name.
所以说你这奉耶稣基督的名做事，实际上就是顺着主的旨意来做事。
That means we are obeying God. We are doing what God has want us to do.
我奉着耶稣基督的名去抢银行。
We cannot say I robbed the bank in Jesus' name.
这不是这个意思啊。
It doesn't mean this.
这个是说你要顺着主耶稣的旨意行事。
That means that we do things that obey God's will.
所以说我又再把我们一起来读这一段经文，我们就完了啊！我们站起来读这一段经文，好不好
？Let's all rise and read this verse.
英文啊，我这儿只有中文，对不起啊。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
啊，唯有你们是被拣选的族人，有君尊的祭司。是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。好，我做个祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，我们感谢赞美你，是吧？真的是孩子愿意把这个经文表达得很好，但是不知道做得好不好。但是主耶稣，我们知道你呼召了我们，你要我们做光明之子。你不要我们还是做了卑劣之子、黑暗之子，我们现在成了天父的儿女，我们是神国的子民。主耶稣啊，真的是光照我们，让我们醒过来，让我们这个回应你的呼召，回应你的呼求，让我们来在这个现今罪恶的时代，在这个光阴短暂的时代，为你来传扬福音，来。就让我们真的是宣扬了，让我们出黑暗入光明，入光明者的美德。主，我们真的是仰望你，谢谢主耶稣。还是这样的祷告，乃是奉靠我主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿门。好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.